Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Amelia Adams from Channel 9, the Today Show. We can see her all morning and throughout 9's coverage today, reporting live from Washington. She's at the White House at the moment. Thanks for joining me, Amelia. Can you just give us a general feeling of what's happening in Washington at the moment?
Look, it's a pretty exciting but also tense and a bit of a chaotic vibe here, because the way things are playing out at the moment, the president is basically just going hell for leather to contest the election result. We've just heard from his campaign that he's launching legal action to stop vote counting in Pennsylvania. He's also done the same in Michigan. He has demanded a recount in Wisconsin, which is a really important state as well. That's just been called in Joe Biden's favour. So the tables are looking to be tipped towards the Joe Biden victory. It's still too close to call, but at the same time, the president is really doubling down on what we heard from him in the early hours of this morning, that he believes Democrats are basically trying to steal the election. It is really extraordinary, and it's changing by the minute.
Yeah, we did hear that he wanted to go to the Supreme Court. Now, a lot of people are asking, does he actually have any case at all taking legal action against the voting being counted like it should be?
Well, it's a good question, because, I mean, ballots have been counted after elections always. In US election history, it's not unusual. What is unusual is that it is a pandemic, and for the first time in some states, for example, Pennsylvania, which is where the spotlight is on today, they haven't had mail-in voting ever before in a general election. But as we know, coronavirus completely transformed this whole process. So in those states, the president's decided he doesn't think that votes that were received after polling day should be counted.
Yeah.
In addition to that, he's sort of casting doubt or suspicions on the way they're being counted in his tweets today, saying the Democrats are finding votes all over the place. Well, they're counting votes is what's happening, and that's going to continue. Until the votes are counted, there can't be a result. That's how elections work.
In Washington at the moment as well, I'm sure you know there's all over the place, there are boarded up windows and people staying home out of fear that something is going to happen. There's going to be some kind of civil unrest, no matter the outcome. Firstly, is that an actual possibility? And secondly, does it matter which way this vote goes? Will either result in some civil unrest in America?
Well, that's certainly the fear, that there would be backlash from either side. I mean, it is very strange to walk around and see everything boarded up and security barriers. You know, this is a democracy. and here we are fearing civil unrest, violence and looting. I think the fact that the result's up in the air and that the president is contesting it, highly likely that will fuel things. There were some clashes here last night just outside the fence where we are. Bit of violence. He was mainly kept under control, but I know that law enforcement here are very much on alert for that tonight, given the circumstances. And that goes to cities across the country as well.
Yeah. Well, Amelia, we're thinking about you over in Washington. Stay safe. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will continue to watch your coverage on the Today Show on 9 this morning.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.